Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. And if you are a regular listener, thank you for being on this journey with us. And if you're a first-time listener, please continue to join us on this journey. We have been podcasting now for about 3 years.
Yeah, we've got almost 300 podcasts,
yes,
by the way. We're like 8 podcasts away from 300
podcasts. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Very excited. So let's talk about, Tina just recently had a very interesting meeting with some pediatricians, and unfortunately I was unable to be there, but I thought that there were some good points of interest that came out of the discussion she had. I thought we should talk about it.
Yeah, so we've been trying to promote Kai's book, mm-hmm, to the pediatricians.
And for those of you that are first-time listener, Kai is our son, mm-hmm, and he is 12 years old. And has a book that he wrote. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to really promote him this summer.
Yeah, he published the book last year, and so we've been promoting it heavily over the last few months. And one of the ways we've been trying to promote it is through the pediatrician offices here in the Phoenix area. And I'll tell you, it's a tough market, so to speak, to crack, because you know a lot of these pediatricians are pretty set in terms of following standard of care,
right?
Because they're children, right?
Sure.
So it's a little bit more touchy with regard to using supplements or, mm-hmm, things like that with kids. So I get that part. It's a very frustrating profession, being a pediatrician today. And so when things like this, like Kai's book, or you know, the potential to use enzymes instead of a PPI for a child, when those kind of things come along, There's a lot of skepticism, because they see so many kids in their office that are sick and overweight. And when they try to tell the parents, look, you need to make changes, the parents are like, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And so if they're not seeing change, you know, with simple things, let's say, with diet or whatever, they think there's no way a parent's going to want to give their child this supplement or have them read a book.
Sure.
Right? So I get it, right? There's this kind of overall feeling of like no hope, mm-hmm, right, out there for what's happening in society. So anyway, I had the opportunity this week to go to one of the pediatrician offices, and they sat with me and we talked about what we're trying to do at our office with wellness, with families and with kids specifically, and talking about the resources that we have for kids. And, you know, they were sharing with me some of their frustrations that they have with patients. And I thought it would be fun to do a podcast on it, because I think it was amazing to me, right, to kind of hear some of the things they're dealing with on a daily basis. But, you know, a lot of it is, you know, the kids are coming in, you know, they're young children being put on medicines, mm-hmm, at young ages, mm-hmm, especially PPI medicines, okay? And those are the proton pump inhibitors, you know, things that are causing
acid reflux.
Right, acid reflux. Like children should not be having these issues,
right,
okay? But they're being put on medicines, they're, you know, having major digestive issues, they're overweight, and you know, they'll tell the parent, look, you know, you've got to, you know, what is the child's diet? Well, we're pretty much eating fast food every day, okay? It's easy, you know, for a lot of people, it's just easier to go through the drive-through line than to prepare food, right? And even though the pediatrician tells them, look, it's the same cost if you were to go buy a head of broccoli than it is to go through the drive-through line, okay? The parent will straight up say to them, yes, but I have to go home and prepare the broccoli. Okay. That is a very difficult thing to hear from people, because like that's just pure, I don't know, like, is that just pure laziness? I know what's happening right today where we can't go home and prepare a meal,
right,
for our family, because it's just so convenient to go through a line that I don't even have to be in the kitchen anymore. Okay. That to me is very sad. Okay.
Yeah.
That's where we've come in our society today. you know, the other issue that they're dealing with on a major scale is obesity in mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. You know, they have children, many, many children that are coming in 100 pounds overweight, okay? And they'll say to the parent, who most of the time is also overweight, okay, look, we really have to get this child's weight under control. And the parent will straight up say to them, oh, their weight is normal. I don't need to do anything. They're fine, right? And it's because we've created a new norm in this country, right? That if more than half of the children at school are overweight, it looks normal.
Right.
Okay? And it's okay that my child is 100 pounds overweight because her three little friends are also 100 pounds overweight. And, you know, it's as long as her friends are the same as her, then it must be okay. And we don't need to change her diet. We don't need to do anything.
Yeah.
Right? And again, this is very sad, right? Because having an overweight child means you're going to have an overweight adolescent, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have an overweight adult, very young adult. And that weight is going to put a huge burden on their body, mm-hmm. okay? And they are going to have so many more medical issues at a young age, and they will probably not outlive their parents.
Right.
For sure, not their grandparents, okay? But that's the lives we're setting up for our children today. Yeah. Honestly, those are the lives we're setting up. The fact that we're putting them on all these medicines so young, you know, we're not feeding them real food, we're feeding them fast food constantly. We are setting them up for a medical disaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure that we've done a podcast on childhood obesity.
Yes.
Because it's an epidemic and it's a huge problem. And so these young kids, you've got these young kids with diabetes, mm-hmm. We don't see pediatrics in our office. Okay. But we do see young adults and we will see, 18, 19 year olds, and these 18, 19, 20 year olds are coming in with a lot of gastrointestinal issues, with a lot of digestive issues. And, you know, the only thing that I can think that could have led to this at such a young age is the diet. Okay. And when you do talk to them about their diet, I mean, they'll straight up tell you, I mean, yeah, you know, I've grown up on diet, you know, mm-hmm. Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke, energy drinks, mm-hmm. the fancy coffees that are loaded with sugar and chemicals.
And they'll swear that it can't have anything to do with those things because they've been drinking those things for 10 years and it's never bothered them before.
Exactly.
Right. It's what they don't understand is that those things are catching up with them.
Yeah.
Okay. And they don't relate it to those things. So they don't want to make changes.
Right.
Right.
You know, and so, and sometimes I've had some young adults, like 21, 22, come in with their parents, and basically, you know, as I'm questioning them about their diet and about what they drank, and I specifically remember one who told me, you know, she drinks a lot of Mountain Dew, and I remember specifically saying, listen, you've got to taper off of that. You've got to slowly come off of that and replace it with water. And the mother basically telling me,
she chastised you.
Yeah, she chastised me, mm-hmm. because she said, I've drank Mountain Dew all my life and look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, our diets are killing us. Okay. Our diets, you know, fast food, processed food, sugary drinks, you know, are literally going to kill us eventually, okay? And sure,
sooner rather than
absolutely
later.
And we could keep going and getting fast food at the, you know, there's four or five fast foods on every corner, it seems like. And sure, it may be quick and cheap, you know, maybe get a dollar hamburger from the dollar menu. But you're not investing in your health, okay? And that will eventually catch up with you. And so it is sad to hear that these pediatricians are dealing with that, you know, with the kids. And then on top of that, the parents, you know, feel that this is the norm and have no motivation whatsoever or incentive to change it.
Mm-hmm. To do better.
Or to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like they don't care, you know. And the thing is that they talk about, I don't have enough time to prepare, you know. But the reality is, by not taking the time now to prepare, you are cutting down the time that your child is going to be on this earth.
Yes.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the sad part that they're not seeing.
And I know, and it sounds really dramatic,
right,
you know, to say something like that, but it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Look, if you aren't taking the time and making the investment right now, investment with time and money, mm-hmm, to eat healthy, to feed your body healthy, nutritional food that will nourish your body so that you can be healthy, you will pay for it down the road, mm-hmm, okay? Because it will catch up, you know? And there's, I mean, in this country, here in the United States, I mean, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, you name it. I mean, in our practice, I mean, we see ton of fatty liver. Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like every other person comes in has fatty liver.
They were talking about how, you know, normally type 2 diabetes is diagnosed later in life, mm-hmm, you know, but they were talking about now how so many kids are getting type 2 diabetes so young because of the obesity issue, and how these kids are being put on these medicines so young. And there's not even studies that know, like, for being on these medicines that long, they don't even know how these medicines affect the body.
Yeah.
So these kids might be in their 20s and 30s and having so many side effects to these medicines because they've been on these medicines for 20 years already, right? Wow. Yeah. That there's no studies to even look at that yet. So it's almost like these kids that where the parents aren't making an effort, they're going to become the guinea pigs, mm-hmm, for these medicines moving forward, you know? And that's sad.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Well, it's sad, but it's a reality, you know, and so our hope is that we could continue to educate people, to educate our patients and, you know, our clients that come in that may not necessarily be patients, but are finding us through other people or through our website, and educate, and just continue to try to educate, because it's, you know, you've got to make an investment in yourself, you know.
Even like 30 minutes every night to make a healthy meal. That's yes. all it takes. 30 minutes out of a 24-hour day, okay? But you have to make the commitment to yourself and your family.
That's right.
To put it aside.
That's right. Do it for the kids, mm-hmm, you know? I mean, do it for the kids, because the children are our future. Mm-hmm. So
thank you, Whitney Houston.
And now, all right, we're going to go ahead and bring this to a close. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.